Baruch Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Shlish, the third Perek in the Hilchos Seichot, in the laws of the suspected adulterous woman in the Sefer Noshim, where the Rambam continues now and discusses the order of the drinking and the outcomes of the drinking. Where the Rambam Halach Alf opens up with the beginning stages of the order of the Seichot. As the Rambam says, Ketzad Seita Hashkoy Seita, how is the order of the Seichot, the suspected adulterous woman, to drink these waters in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Rambam, it starts up like this. Habal bol abezdin shavirah. First, the husband comes to the court in his city. Vayomer, says to them, Ishti zu kenesi lempleni. This wife of mine, I warned her not to seclude with this man. Vinistri my, and she secluded herself with him. Veilehim edai, and these are my witnesses. Which again, he has to have witnesses for the warning, for the seclusion. Varehi oimer, she tar, she claims she's tar. Vanirets lashkis libdikadavis. I want her to drink the meisaita to inspect this thing if she was unfaithful or not. The courts, they listen to the words, the testimony of the witnesses. And when they feel, when it's deemed worthy that the witnesses are saying the truth, so they send along with him two Talmudic scholars to safeguard him, because that he might cohabit with his wife before she ends up drinking, before they get to the Beis HaMikdash. Because the wife is forbidden to him after the Kina and Nistira, before she drinks. And more of it actually will void the effectiveness of the drinking of the Meisaita if he cohabits with her after this kinestira before she drinks the water. And they send him to Yerushalayim. She'in mashkin es ha'saita, because you cannot give the Saita to drink. Ela bebezen ha'gadol shashiv mizikin b'mikdash. Only in the great high court of 70 elders that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, halacha beis, the Rambam discusses regarding the intimidation and the disgrace that they treat the Seita for a purpose. As the Rambam says, Halacha Beis, Higiul Yerushalayim, so they get to Yerushalayim. Bezen HaGadol Meshivin Oysa Binem. So the high court, they place the woman between them, Uma'ayman Aleu, and they intimidate her so that she should admit and that they don't have to erase God's name that's on the scroll, which is part of the procedure, as we'll see. And they do this Shaloi Bifnei Bala, not in front of her husband, either because she actually feels more comfortable in her husband, so she won't admit, or because she's embarrassed to admit in front of her husband. So this is all done not in front of her husband. And they scare her, a great fright, not to drink. Rambam, they tell her like this, Biti, my daughter, harba hayayin oise. There's a lot that wine does. You know, we could understand that this could have happened. Harba schaika is a lot that frivolity makes. Harba yaldus oise, a lot of what's called kinderskeit. Yeah, you know, immaturity could do. Harba shchein and rambam, we understand what bad neighbors could do. We understand that this might have happened. Al tigrimi l'shem ha'gadol shenichta b'kedusha. Don't cause the great name that's written in sanctity, shem chalamayim, that has to be erased on the water, which is going to be part of the procedure if she ends up drinking. V'aymelon, they tell her, look, Biti, my daughter, harba kedumach v'nishtafu. There were many before you that had sinned in this way, and they were already, they were swept out of the world because they didn't admit to what they had done wrong. Yeah, there were many great and respected individuals who their inclination overpowered them, and they stumbled in this area. Umagin lamaisi Yehuda, they talk about the story of Yehuda b'Tamar Kalosai and this daughter of Tamar that's mentioned in the Torah. Well, he admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed that he had relations with her. Umaisi Reuven b'Pelegish Aviv al Pshata, we talk about the story of Reuven and his father's concubine, which, based on the simple interpretation, sounds like that he slept with his father's concubine. Umaisa Amnon v'Achayis, the story of Amnon and his sister, where there he didn't admit. Kedil Hakala, I should tell you that we want to make it easier for her to understand that. Look, you know, let's normalize this. Let her until she admits that what she had done wrong. Now, Ben Amr, she says, "Hey, Nemesi, right? It's true. I actually was unfaithful." Oh, Yenishai, or she says, "No, I don't want to drink now." Based on what she's getting all scared. So Yitzib Liksuba Vaylechesla. So she leaves the marriage without Liksuba, and then she leaves, and that's the end of the story. Now, Halacha Gimel. Let's say, I'm the Dibur Shitar, she stands her ground with her words, saying that, no, I'm Tar, I didn't do anything wrong. So Mavinais Lashar Mizrach HaShalazor. So then the story continues. They bring her to the eastern gate of the Azar, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, Shukeneged Kodesh HaKodeshim, which faces directly opposite the gate of the Holiest of Holies, because all the eastern gates would follow one after the other, going upper or towards the Holy of Holies. Umal Naisa, I mean, welcome, welcome. They would elevate her from place to place. Makifimban, they took a circuitous route, they went all around. Kedeliyaga, to wear her down, that she takes an option until she gets exasperated. Ulay tell you that maybe she's going to admit. Halacha Dal. Let's say, Amda B'dibur, she still stands by her words. So Mavin Lisa Kenegat Shar Mizrach Mibachutz. Then they bring her back to the eastern gate on the outside, which this is the second time the Torah mentions in Parasha Avaseita, which on the outer part by the doorway of the Shar Nikanor. And they have her stand over there. Now, if she was wearing white clothing, we have her wear dark clothing. And we want, because we want to make her more repulsive and degraded. But let's say black, she looked good in black. So then we have her wear something else that she doesn't look pretty in. We make her remove all the gold and silver jewelry that she's wearing. We make a huge gathering of women around her. Because all the women that are around in the vicinity, so they have to see her that as this is happening and unfolding. Shemek says in the pasuk Nicheskel, but in Vasu Kol Nashim, that all the women will be rebuked. And they won't do like your immorality, like your inappropriate, licentious ways. Let them learn the lesson from what happens to this woman. And moreover, and any man that wants to see what's going on, Yavir, he could also come and see. Now, Vihay Medis B'neim, and this woman, this Saita, she stands amongst all these people, did without a cloak, without a veil, without any extra garments, with her regular clothing, the kibush al rish and the cap on her head, like a woman is in her house. Now, halacha vav. However, we don't leave to stand over there. Not her male or female servants. Neshima cares because she recognizes them. She's going to calm down, be consoled, like she's in security of people that she knows. And again, it's going to be a deterrent for her to admit her guilt. Now, halacha zayin, the Ram continues regarding the oath that we make the site to make, the writing of the scroll, and the racing in the water. Says the Rambam, v'achakach meshbi'a koin, b'loshen shimakes. Then the koin makes her take an oath in a language that she recognizes. U'meidil b'shoina, and he lets her know, he notifies her in her language, shlegar malay l'kin nestir, shekin labalab nestir. What's the whole thing that's causing this whole thing to happen is because of the warning that her husband gave her, and that she secluded after this warning from her husband. And he tells her in the language that she recognizes, the psukim that the Torah mentions. If a man has not lain with you, and if you have not strayed inappropriately when you were married with your husband, you'll be purified, you'll be cleansed from the bitter waters that you're going to drink. Now, but if you strayed in an appropriate way when you were married to your husband and you got defiled, and another man lay with you besides that of your husband, God's going to place you as a curse and as an oath amongst your people. When God is going to place that your thigh is going to collapse, or and your stomach is going to bloat, and this bitter water is going to come into your stomach, to have the stomach bloat and to have your thighs collapse. And she says, Amen, Amen, because by saying Amen, it's as if she said this whole oath herself. And she does this blush and shemakar, she says this Amen in the language that she recognizes. Now, Umidia, and the Kain notifies her, Shabet nitol ketchila, that if she's lying and she was unfaithful, her stomach is going to bloat first, v'hayorach b'sayf, and the thigh is going to collapse at the end. Now, because although in the wording of the oath, he first mentioned the thigh and then the stomach, because that was the first part that sinned, because the woman's thigh is what comes in contact with the male adulterer first, and before the seed gets to the stomach. But the water is going to inspect the way it comes into the body, which comes in first in the stomach, and then into the thighs. And the reason why he has to notify her of this is Kadesh Lahitzi Lazamim, that she shouldn't spread false rumors regarding the waters, where even if she's going to get this punishment, but if it's going to come in the other order, they're going to say, oh, so it wasn't really from the waters, the waters didn't really affect, because you see it wasn't in the right order, so we let them know, we let her know that don't think. It's going to first come with the stomach and then the thigh. Halacha Ches. V'achakach meiv Megillah Shel Artar. Then they bring a scroll of the hide of a kosher animal, like we do for a Torah scroll, and we write in it with the in the language of Lashon HaKodesh, of the holy language, with ink that doesn't have kankantim, because the nature of kankantim, which is a certain type of mineral, that it strengthens the dye, that it cannot be fully erased. And Torah writes, v'chasav umacha, has to be a writing that can be erased. So it has to be ink that can't have kankantim inside of it, which has to be written Lishma Shal Isha for the namesake of this woman. Kamaya get like by a get has to be Lishma, so to over here they scroll the site has to be written for this woman. And the Chaisav called Dvar Mashesh Bia Isa Bahem, and you write inside the scroll everything that they had made the woman take an oath, which they had said orally in the previous halacha, now that's written, ois ba ois, letter for letter, milim ba milim, word for word. When you write God's name, you write it as it's written. But the wording of the woman answering, yes, yes, that's not written into the scroll itself. Halacha test. Then he brings an earthenware vessel, which, because she brought golden and silver vessels for this adulterer that she had relation with, therefore, now we do the opposite, we bring her the most lowliest vessels. That no work was ever done with this earthenware vessel before, which she learned from Gzeir Shava, from the earthenware vessel from Metzaira. Can't look like a worn-out vessel from a long time, but if you put it back into the kiln, into the oven, until it becomes like new again, which you could do with an earthenware vessel, then kasha, it's going to be valid. Now, but then, you put in water, that of a half a log, minha kir, from the water basin that they had in the base of Migdash, into that vessel. And the Rambam explains, they would measure this half a log with that measuring vessel that was in the base of Migdash, to measure this half a leg, and then manichnas b'lehechel, and then they would come in with this water in this basin, in this bowl, into the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, halacha yud, umakam ha'yisham, says Ram, there was a place over there on the floor of the hechel that was amal ama, and ama squared, lemin ha'nichnas, to the right of when you come in, uvoit tav l'shashash, there was a tile of marble, but tabas kabubah, and there was a ring over there for this purpose. Where Magbia Tavla, with the ring, you're able to lift up the tile. L'kechav mekarka mishkan, you would take earth from the ground of the mishkan. V'nois nagabe mayim, and they would put that dirt, that earth, on the water. Kadesh roha b'nei mayim, enough dirt that you could see on the surface of the water. Then v'nois nateichem devama, they would put in something bitter into the water. For example, lan, like wormwood or v'kritz, but something similar to that. Kashanem, it says, mehamarm, the bitter waters, so I have to have something bitter. And then they would erase in that water this scroll that was written for the sake of this woman, this site. And then you have to have the words erased very well. Actually, that until you don't see on the scroll any of the writing. Then subsequently, one of the Kohanim from the Kohanim in the courtyard would come up to this woman. Would grab a hold of her garment, opposite, meaning facing her front. The kereyatru megalas liba, he would tear the garment until her chest, until her heart was uncovered. Umegalas saara, and he would also uncover her hair. V'seisu machlavis reisha, he would undo the plaits, the braiding of her hair, and this was all done kadeil navla to the greater. Umevichevel mitzri, then he would bring an Egyptian rope, which was made out of the bast that's around the palm tree, which is wrapped around the tree. And why would that they would use this chevel mitzri? To have her recall the Egyptian action that she had committed, which the Pesukah mentioned that the Egyptians were steeped in immorality, so this Egyptian rope was used to remind her of that. Now, if they don't find the Egyptian rope, okay, then maybe Chevel Mokamah can bring any rope, and it's tied by her garments above her breasts, that her garments don't fall down, and it's going to come out that she's just going to be undressed, because again, the garment was torn on the top, and now it's just going to fall down. So to prevent that, they would tie with a rope above her breast. Now, Halachit Beis Ram continues now with another part of the procedures of the Saita. Besides drinking from these waters, there was also the Mincha Saita, which was the flower offering that the Saita brings, and also regarding the actual drinking of the water. Says the Rambam, Va'achakach maybe Yisarn. Then they would bring a tenth of an eifa, which is known as a measurement of an oimer, of kemach sa'irim, of barley flour, which was a unique exception in the laws of menachas, which are usually from wheat flour, because just like she acted animalistically, where she had this unfaithful relationship with another man, so to her carbon is going to be animal food, which is that of a barley offering. But and it was brought mishal bal, from her husband's flour, and they would put it into an Egyptian basket, which again was made from the branches of that of the palm tree. And now the rope and the basket, bon mishir halishka, that came from the leftovers of the treasury funds, which were used to buy the kabbans, and there were leftovers, and that's where they bought these items from. And they would put it in her hand, again, to wear her out, so that she should admit, and the water shouldn't do its inspection, because since the mincha wasn't brought yet, even if she drank already, if she doesn't bring the mincha because she admits, it won't do the bedika because the milch itself is called maskeras oven, which recalls the sin. It has something to do with the inspection too. So again, we're still trying to wear out that we don't have to do this inspection. Halacha yud gimel. Now, va'achkach lekecha mincha min hakfifa. Then they would take the flour offering from the basket, which again she was holding. V'nisli klishas, they would put into a service vessel, which has to sanctify all menachas in the base of Migdash. And they wouldn't put oil nor the frankincense, which is normally done by Ol Menachas, they wouldn't put on her mincha, the flower offering of the site. The nasan, and if they do place, there's a separate lashes for the putting on the oil, for the frankincense by itself. Because the pasuk says, don't pour on it oil, don't pour on the frankincense, two separate lashes. Halacha yadal. Now, v'chazman shepirei reisha, as long as her hair was uncovered, v'nais nisarin al yadeha, and she was carrying this, the isarin of the flower, which was for her mincha, in her hands, yu hamayim b'kli b'yad ha-kain. All this time, the water should be in the vessel in the hand of the kain, v'yara oisa es hamayim, and she should be constantly seeing this water, which again is intimidation tactic, let her know that she's going to drink this, and then this is going to do a job, a number on her, if she was unfaithful. Somebody says in the pasuk, like the pasuk says, in the hand of the kohen should be these bitter waters, and it was there, these cursed waters, all this time in the kohen's hand. And then they give it a drink. And after that she drank, then they take the service vessel, which has the flower offering inside of it, and again, now they put that in her, on her hands. Now she's holding it in the klisharis. Now the kohen puts his hands beneath her hands, and they wave this in the eastern part of the mizbeach. Kashar kol tenub is like all other wavings of all other menaches, which are in the eastern part of the mizbeach. And melech mevi, they bring it back and forth to the four directions of the earth. Malamar, they take it up and down to heaven and earth. Machkach, and then afterwards, Magash HaMincha, they do it called Hagasha. They bring the flower offering, Lekeren Dremes Marabash HaMizbeach, to the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Kasham HaNachash Yachad, like all other private flower offerings, which this is a private offering of the Saita. And the Kaimitz, then they take over a fistful, Umakta HaKaimitz, and they burn the Kaimitz, like all Menachas. Vashar Nechal HaKanim, and then the rest is eaten of this Saita, Mincha, is eaten by the Kan. Now, Alach Tazayim. Now, Ram discussed regarding the effects of the drinking and the nullification of the drinking. As it says the Ram, if it turns out that she was really tar, she was faithful. So she goes out and she leaves. She permitted to her husband because turns out the test came out negative. But then to Mehi, if it turns out that she was tummy, she was unfaithful. So miyad penemrika. So right away her face starts turning yellowish. Veinel boltes, her eyes start bulging. Vimismalis gin, she's filled up with veins, meaning because her flesh starts bloating, so it looks like you start seeing all the veins. The people start saying, Hoitziu, Hoitziu, get her out of here, get her out of here. Why? Conditionally, Tifris needed that she shouldn't start menstruating because of the fear of dying, which she knows any moment she's about to die. It starts loosening the menstrual blood in her uterus, and she's actually going to become a nida. Now, Vanidas Metamas as Nashim, a menstruating woman actually it contaminates and is forbidden to be in the courtyard of the Nashim, meaning the Ez Nashim, one of the courtyards of the Beis HaMikdash, because in contrast, but the fact that she's going to die, that we're not concerned, because actually a dead person is actually allowed to be in the Ez Nashim, which is part of Machan Leviyah. But a Nida is actually not allowed to be. So they would quickly take her out of the Ez Nashim, where she was standing on. And the bitna tzava batchila, and the first thing that happens is her stomach starts bloating, v'achkach tipli recha, and then her thigh collapses b'tamas, and then she dies. Now halacha yitzayin, ba'isa shasha tamasi, that same time, when she's dying, yomus hanoyif, so then the adulterer will also die. Shehishkal yod b'chamak b'shu, which she had to drink because of what she had with him, he's going to die wherever he is. V'yer lema rosh erulayim, whatever happens to her is going to happen to him. Lots of his betin, the lampal yarech, his stomach is going to bloat, and his thigh is going to collapse. Now, but this is only if her husband had never had an inappropriate relationship with another, with anything else, any prohibited cohabitation, since he had become an adult. But if, let's say, he had at one point in his life, after becoming adult, had his own forbidden cohabitation, then in the mind, but like Commissioner Brown, like we explained, it's not going to inspect his wife, as we said in Perek Beis, Now, let's say, this person, who himself he had an unfaithful relationship, he had a forbidden cohabitation since he became an adult, And even so, he violates Vishka's Ishtar and he goes and he says, I know you, I warned you and you secluded, now you're going to get this Meisaita, and he has her drink. So now he's increasing on his sin, this wanton transgression. Because he's causing the ineffable name of God to be erased in the water for nothing, because he knows it's not going to work, because he knows what he had done himself. And now he's spreading false rumors regarding the Saita waters, because his wife is saying to others, yeah, I was unfaithful, I had an extramarital affair. And see, look, the waters didn't do anything to me. Now, she doesn't know, because the husband's own inappropriate action that caused not to be checked. So this is really a severe transgression that this man had the woman go through the Meisaita for that, even though he himself had done the transgression. Now, so says Ram Lafikach, therefore, because of the circumstances that the water doesn't check if the husband himself is not clean from sin, so in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when adulterers were out in the open, and the husbands themselves were having inappropriate relationships, so the Sanhedrin, in the great court, they stopped the practice of the bitter waters, because it's not going to work anyway, because the husbands themselves are not faithful. But some and they relied on what the Pasuk alludes to in Tanakh, in Hosea, I'm not going to punish your daughters when they were mezana, etc. Because, yeah, there's going to be a time in history when the men are anyways not going to be faithful, so they're not going to punish the women. Halacha Chav D'Ram continues regarding certain women that the waters don't have such an effect on them. As Ram says, if the suspected adult woman has the merit of Torah learning, which she brings her kids to learn in Cheder, or she waits for her husband to come back from learning Torah, even though she herself is not commanded Talmud Torah, but this will hang for her in the balance, may it prolong for her her life. She's not going to die immediately. Rather, she's going to deteriorate, and she's going to have these heavy illnesses until she ultimately dies. But it could be achashon, it could be after a year, or beis, or gimel, or after 2 or 3 years. Again, lefis chusa, all depending on the quality of her merits. V'imesa, but ultimately she will die, but tzvias beten v'nefilas evarn, with the bloating of the stomach and the collapsing of the limbs. But again, it's not going to be immediately like a regular saita because of the schus of tamater. Halacha chafalz. Saita shesasas mehamar, regarding the saita that drinks the bitter waters, she doesn't die right away. Even if he was a kain, which is obviously forbidden in the Zayna, but she's permitted. And even though she started getting these illnesses, and all her limbs started getting heavy and sick, but since her stomach didn't bloat and her thigh didn't collapse, so for up until now, doesn't have those indicating features, she's permitted. Now, but the moment that her stomach starts bloating and the thigh starts collapsing, that's a definitive sign of that she was unfaithful and she's getting this treatment. Oh, then she becomes forbidden to her husband. Now, lachav base. Saita shashasas vahisa tire. If the saita drank and she was tar, she really didn't do anything wrong. So actually what happens is, in contrast to the other cases where she just has merit which prolongs, here actually, not only is nothing going to happen, but actually blessings come. Harizim is chazakis, she becomes strengthened, the fanema sees her face is shines. If she happened to have been sick before, and yasser, it's going to be removed. If it's abravatel zakh, she's become pregnant, she's going to have a male son. If she used to have difficult childbirth, tel bimheir, she's going to have an easy, quick birth. Hayadaka leila in the cave is usually going to give birth to girls, tel zakham, she can have boys now. Halachav gimel. Now let's say bo ede tuma achas shesasasa. What happens if witnesses who says we saw her being mezana come after she already drank the waters? So Reza teitzei b'leksuba. So she has to leave without a ksuba. Vasul l'bash has been to her husband because you have witnesses who said they saw this nose. Now, and that's vafel la'ir lo davar midvar melo. Even though, wait a second, she drank the waters and nothing happened to her. So wait a second, wouldn't you say that obviously she was not, obviously they're lying because the Torah would have, these things are supposed to happen to her? No. Because the word actually does not inspect the woman. Only if there is no witnesses who could testify regarding her znus. Which the Torah says, there's no one to testify, then the water checks. But here with his witnesses, therefore that's why he didn't check. And therefore, since that witness that we saw her being mezana, so she leaves without a ksuba. But moreover, is because Shema Baila Inim Lukum Oven. Maybe the husband was not clean from sin. Lafikas Lebot Kamayim Nazisha. That's what the order didn't check. But that's not a sign that the witnesses are lying. So therefore, the witnesses said, and therefore she has to leave. We know it definitively from two witnesses. Now, Avalim Ba Eid Echad Veheid Chayis Udemeh. But let's say one witness comes along and he says that she defiled herself. I saw them make Mazana. Say in Asura, here she's not forbidden because we don't believe one witness to make a woman forbidden on her husband. V'teishav tachas baalah, she could remain with her husband, sharishar sasa, because she drank. Meaning, and it didn't do anything negative to her. Because in contrast of, let's say the Eid Echad came before she drank, oh, that we said already in Parakav Aloch Yadal, that she would be forbidden to her husband and she wouldn't drink because you have witnesses for the warning, you have witnesses for the seclusion, and then you have even Eid Echad, that's the one exception where we say we will believe, that's only before she drank. But once she drank, then we're not going to believe the Eid Echad. Now, let's say the woman was mezana, but she was coerced, or she did it by mistake, she didn't realize what she was doing was wrong. Or this man that she was warned about came to her, but they did it through the limbs, meaning to say that they hugged, they had physical contact, but it wasn't an act of intercourse. Then in the mind, so the warder does not inspect her to get this punishment. Because it says in the Pasuk a few different drushes, and the last one illustrates this idea. It says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar Parakei, V'hilo nitpasa. Now, she wasn't grabbed, meaning, pratla nusa. That excludes if she was raped, if she was forced, shara nitpasa b'chaska, because she was grabbed forcibly, and that wouldn't be included in the penalty of the saita. And it says, V'timol mal b'isha, that she committed an act of treason against her husband, pratla shagegis. That excludes if she didn't do it deliberately, she was mistaken. And when it says that a man laid with her a laying of seed, oh, that's copulation. That excludes if they only had a contact through the limbs, but it wasn't an act of shechvazer, which is laying the seed in the woman. That is going to exclude this halacha derech avam. Then it's not going to check her the meisaita, as it's only if it's the shachavish ish isa, that of shechvazer.